you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got soul. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. You can tell.
Good morning. Oh, good morning. Good afternoon, everyone. Yeah. I'm busy posting the show. So I'm going to see if I can do two things at one time. So let's see if I can do it. I just got to do one more thing. Welcome to the show. I'm your favorite host, Brian. Some people call me Bri. Some people call me Big B. Some people call me the Hammer. Some people says BJ. And I had to get rid of the name because Brian Jackson, I had to show, like, you know, get your morning BJ. Didn't work. So it was Brian Jackson. There you go. There you go. And that's the music you hear when I'm trying to stall time. You'll hear me do my own music, you know, when they're in the office and they put you on hold and they got their music. But that's what I mean. So you know I'm stalling for time. And I'm right now because I'm almost there. There you go. There you go. I'm done. I'm done stalling for time. Does it sound creepy? You know when people whisper, it sounds creepy. It's like I'm talking in one voice, but then I go, hey, hello, friends. Yeah. Would you like to be my neighbor? It's just creepy. I want to say hello to Pat. Pat's in the studio, everybody. The world famous Pat. Pat over the line. There she is. Yay, Pat. Good morning.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Hi, kiddo. Good. How are you? Look at your sexy psychic. You got your sexy psychic voice on, like, hello. Good to see you guys. Cindy has, hello, Brian. Hello, Pat. And John's going, shut up, you bitches.
I think he started whispering yesterday. Huh?
Oh, did he? Did he? Wow. John's getting a little cheeky, aren't you, John? This is John's show for his aphrodisiac that after it's over is like, hey, you look kind of good, honey. why don't we play radio guy? I will be the radio guy and you'll call in. Hello, I got your number, baby. Oh, yeah. I know I am, right? And, you know, we're going to make a live call today. We're going to make another live call. We're going to call the Chief Justice. The guy who's on the Supreme Court. We're going to call his office today. I'm going to give him a piece of my mind.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I am. Because let me tell you something. Here's the title of the show. This is what's going on. I want to say hello to Laverne out there. Hello, Laverne. I want to say hello to Melissa out there. Hello, Melissa. I want to say hello to Mr. Solution because I know he's hearing... Hello, boy. Hey, holler at your boy. Mwah, Mr. Solution. You know he'll come in after that. Oh. Title of the show, Alabama Chief. Oh, I'm going to say hello to Sarge. What's up, Sarge? The Alabama Chief Justice. I got six people. 111 just came in. The Alabama Chief Justice who invoked. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Mr. Fred. Hello, Mr. Fred. He gets really upset when I forget him. He gets really upset. The Alabama Chief Justice who invoked God in deciding the embryo case. You guys all heard it on the news. In Alabama, they just declared that embryos are now kids. They're children. So your So your couple who are going to freeze your eggs as fertilization or, you know, they're now considered kids.
No, they wouldn't be until they put them together, Brian.
That's not what Alabama's saying. You're so lucky you live in Canada, because here's the story. The Alabama Chief Justice who invoked God in deciding the embryo case, and this is why I'm going to make the call. Chief Justice Tom Parker, if you guys can laugh at Tom Parker, if you're old enough to laugh at Tom Parker, because you know Tom Parker was like Elvis Presley's manager, Tom Parker. But anyway, this is a different Tom Parker. Chief Justice Tom Parker has long been revered by conservative groups as an architect for overturning of Roe versus Wade. There he is. He even looks like a fucker. He's like, you look at this dude right now, and you know he's been abused as a child. Look at this dude. I have a picture. If you're looking at the marquee, if you're looking at my marquee, you'll see this guy. And you can tell me that this guy is an inbred. Him and his mother and father, also he probably had sex with his mother because he looks like that. He looks weird. And this is why I don't like him. I don't like him. I don't. And that's why I'm going to call his office. Just because you're a chief justice doesn't make you better than me, you little sissy. I'm going to make a call. Oh, wait a minute. I can't get the whole story. Oh, New York Times, you asshole. Wait a minute. We may not be able to do this story. We may not be able to do this.
Why is that?
See? Because I can't read the whole article because I have to say. Is it somewhere else? Let me see.
Spend money.
That's New York Times. Frozen embryos are children. Okay, USA Today. Alabama court rules frozen embryos are children. That's what the chilling IVF advocates. So if you got your thing frozen, they're your children. That's what Alabama says. The IVF community is reeling about the Alabama court decision that embryos created during in vitro fertilization are children and legally protected like any other child. They're protected like children. This has set women back many years, man. IVF advocates say that ruling by the Alabama Supreme consequences for millions of Americans struggling to get pregnant, especially those living in a state with personhood. What the hell? I hate these little
you
names. Personhood. Laws granting legal status for unborn children. I'm calling that motherfucker. And I should respect our courts. Brian, you should respect the Alabama Supreme Court. And I say to you guys, fooey. Fooey, fooey. Fooey. That's what it definitely. I am not going to respect this decision. I think every woman should rise up, especially menopausal women. Get out there because it's already, you know, you're already hot and sweaty. Get out there with your signs and fan yourself while you march. I'm sorry. Because you're hot and you use a sign as a fan too. Woo! I'm having the hot flashes. Get out there. Protest. Let me see something. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have Pat make the call. Pat?
No.
Pat?
No, I won't be able to keep a straight voice.
But you're going to laugh at our Supreme Court? I got a phone number here. You know, I know you would.
Brian,
I think this is the Supreme Court of Alabama.
Come on now.
That's why you make me laugh. I'm going to call. Normally we wait and get this over with. Who am I calling? Where's the pinhead here? The Alabama. What's his name? Tom Parker. All right. We're going to get right to it. We're going to make the call right now. Get it out of the way. How long do I have? Maybe an hour on the show. An hour is never too good on this show. We go by really fast. So let me see if I can make a call here. That's our music when we put people on hold. That's our hold music. Here we go. All right. Pat, you know what I have to do? I'm going to have to mute you because you may laugh. I'm going to have to meet you.
Okay, I think you should.
Yeah, this is an official call. This is an official call. I think we're the only show that does this. No, you will not. Let's call. I don't know what I'm going to say, but let's make a call. Here we go.
Supreme Court's office, I may help you.
Yes, hello. My name is Brian Jackson. Can I speak to the Chief Justice Tom Parker, please?
Are you calling in regards to a case?
I'm sorry?
Are you calling in regards to a case?
I am calling regarding a case. I'm calling regarding a ruling.
Okay, I can take your message then.
Well, I'd rather you not take my message. Can you connect me to his chamber, or can I speak to him? I don't like leaving messages.
No, sir, but you're more than welcome to mail us a letter.
I don't do letters because, okay, here's what I'm talking about. I live in New York. My ex-wife lives in Birmingham. That's in Alabama. Oh, well, you already know that because you're in Alabama. And she just read the thing about the embryo case here that Tom Parker has championed about embryos are now children.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Okay. And you're familiar with that. You're familiar with that case. Now, the reason I wanted to talk to this pinhead, who we call Tom Parker, because we want to vote him out because this guy's an idiot, is that I'm not going to be responsible for my little children, my little embryos, and I call him Embry-Bro, because me and my wife are not together anymore. So I'm not responsible for my Embry-Bro, because I don't want to pay child support. That's it. This guy put me in a position that if he's thinking these are children and I'm not with my wife and my ex-wife, I'm not paying child support. So this guy, your Chief Justice, is a pinhead, and he has his head up his ass, and he better stop this. I will not vote for him. Can you write that down? Pinhead and head up his ass. I mean, can you get that? I just want to make sure. And the head up his ass, can we put him in caps? Because it'll be more of a statement. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. And are you for sure that he can get this? Because I really want to get him. Are you going to throw this in the – hello? 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 Oh, how rude. How rude. There you go. I think that call went good. Pat. Is Pat there? Well, there you go.
Yeah, I had to put you on mute for a second.
Oh. So how do you
dealing
think the call
with
went?
The cat.
Okay.
Pardon?
How do you think the call went?
I think you were a little rude.
Exactly. But I did say that I wanted those in caps, the head up your ass kind of thing right there. I just wanted the exclamation point.
Yeah, but you know, it's too bad you
he's
weren't
an idiot.
Talking to who you should have been talking to.
I don't care.
You know,
you know
should
what?
Be calling the Speaker Johnson's office and ask what the fuck he's doing.
No, Tom Parker, I called his office. He's the one who wrote this thing. He says God is telling him that embryos should be kids. That's his office. He's the one who's leading it. What I should be calling is an attorney to make sure I'm not paying child support for those little embryos. Because if you're saying they're children, I'm not supporting them. I don't know who they are. I'm not going to do it.
Why?
And
do you know
I just talk. Yeah. You know, that's all I need is to have some woman. And I did have to talk with some friends because you might laugh. But if you're calling embryos children, that makes you parents.
It does.
And if you're parents, and if you really want to go and we could follow this magical little world that God put this idiot in. And if your parents, and let's say it takes a lot of money for this incubation period and to house these embryos, and let's say you and I divorce, and I put this as a scenario to our friends, you and I divorce, I no longer want that embryo. I don't want you as my, because we're no longer together. But maybe you have problem getting pregnant. So you want to have those eggs still frozen, right? As a scenario.
Well, yes.
Okay. So I say, I'm bowing out. And you say, you know, we still have a lot of expenses to keep this, you know, keep our embryos, you know, in this this place. So there is some storage fees, lack of anything else. I say, I'm not paying it. I don't want this. I don't want this, and I don't want you to put this in me, in yourself. Now, this is going
to
happen.
I think they could go to court about that and say, well,
exactly.
You know, you could bring it up that there's no heart, there's no brain, but I was a child.
Well, gee, here's the thing. There's a woman. They stopped this. I haven't read the article. They have stopped this IVF thing in Alabama because the doctors are afraid that they're going to go to court, and if the embryos die, they could be up for murder. They're not joking about this. And they stopped it.
Okay, but they're getting
for murder.
They're getting a little crazy here.
They're getting crazy. No, but it's happening. So if that's happening, I'm going to read the rest of the article. If that's happening, then what's stopping you to go to court? Let's say you were together. What's stopping you to go to court? Because now you're with John. You're with a lovely guy. You were just drunk before you went to rehab that I decided to do things in a test tube, and you just happened to play the porn music that so I can do it. And then all of a sudden, you and John are going to say, I'm going to put this in, and John's going to go, are you kidding me? Really? We're going to raise Brian's kid? I mean, really? I mean, are you insane? Hello, Daddy.
Well, look at
what?
Brian. When you
yeah.
think about it, this stopping abortions business is just as bad.
That's where we're going. That's where we're going. So what's stopping you from taking me to court and say, you know what, this is considered children now, and we are considered parents. He no longer wants to pay for the facility to house my embryo broke. What's keeping you from going to court and say he must pay child support?
Jesus.
You see how far this can go into the weeds? Do you see how far this can go?
It's going way too fast.
It is, and it's happening right here, and it's happening now. And don't think this is not going to happen. Don't think it's not going to happen, because it will. You got lesbians doing this. You got gay guys doing this. And people break up all the time. And I know they must sign some kind of contractual agreement. But then again, if you're considering just now, you're considering them children, then we must be parents. And then if we're parents, now you're saying you have to support our children. What's keeping you from going to court and I have to pay child support to keep the facility, keep the embryo in that facility going until you're ready to plant it into another in your body with somebody else, and I no longer have to pay child support anymore. I know it sounds weird, but follow the yellow brick road because it can end up like that until you plant it in your body and then I no longer have to pay child support. We are going there. We are going
there. That's crazy.
Yes, and this little guy, you know, I should have said, I'm Jesus, and I never heard of this guy. That's what I should have said. Story. The IVF community is reeling. IVF advocates say the ruling by the Alabama Supreme Court could have far-fetching consequences for millions of Americans struggling to get pregnant, especially those living in a state with personhood laws. Here we go. The court's ruling repeatedly invoked the Christian faith. The Christian faith?
I knew.
Is what they're basing
religious.
The law on? Yeah. The court ruling repeatedly invoked the Christian faith and the Alabama Constitution, which specifically protects unborn children, although this has typically referred to as developing fetus inside a womb. The IVF advocates have been warning for several years that such decisions were a potential repercussion of the Supreme Court, but the decision to overturn Roe versus Wade. I am pissed. It says here, the Federal Department of Health and Human Services estimate 2020, the year, that there were at least 600,000 frozen embryos were in storage nationwide. That's called the National. Ooh, they got the National Embryo Donation Center.
But this is only legal, right, Brian?
That's called.
This is only legal in Alabama, right?
Bria, yes, it starts in Alabama. Yes, it's statewide.
Okay, well,
Alabama. So
everybody
far,
else better start disposing of stuff.
That's what the call is about. See, sometimes we do silly things, but there is some kind of sense of what we're doing. I got the number here, the National Embryo Donation Center. Huh, it's time for a call. They're doing some Frankenstein shit over there. Now, that's in Tennessee. I want this in Alabama. Let me see if I got something in Alabama. Because they can, I'm going to call them regular. Because what I want to know, I want some information with them. You know what I mean? I want some information with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to get mad at them because the National Embryo Center in Alabama, here it is right here. Oh, there's a nice-looking guy right there. He has a friendly face. Let me see. Damn it, I don't have a phone number. Oh, here's the phone number. Yay. All right. I'm going to make a call from the National Embryo Donation Center. Let's see if we can get some real information on this. I think this is going to be interesting, right? I'm going to call them straight. I'm going to call them straight, so I'm not going to goof around with them. Because they could tell us what's going, the hell's going on there. Betty Sue ain't getting my shit. All right, I'm going to put Pat on hold, and I'm going to make a call.
Yeah, you better.
All right. She doesn't trust me. She thinks there's going to be some shit that come out of my mouth. She doesn't trust me, so I'm putting her on hold. Here we go. This is an important call. Here we go. There we go. Pat's on hold. Shh. Making a call now. Hello. Hello.
Thank you for calling the National Embryo Donation Center.
Oh,
our hours
boy.
Are 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m.
If they don't roll
Monday
me
through
over,
Friday,
I can't answer. They
calls
tell
will
me
be received and answered
to.
During business hours. For marketing,
right.
Press 1. For the donor nurse,
oh, no,
press 2. For the recipient
donor
nurse, press 3. For the program coordinator, press 4.
Right.
For all other inquiries, please hold.
I can't press anything. Oh, good.
Mark Mellinger.
Yes, I have some questions. I'm in New York. My wife's in Alabama, Birmingham. The question I have is a disturbing thing. I called you guys because now the Alabama court ruled that the frozen embryos are children now. And that is my question. I'm a little confused with this because my wife and I are, the reason I'm asking you, we're separating. We're separating.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to lead to something else. Like, if we're separated and you guys consider the embryos children, can she come after me with child support? That's a fair question.
No.
Why? Okay.
Do you donate embryos through us?
I think she did. I don't know if it's where you guys specifically. I know she did in Alabama, so that's why when I saw the new law.
Well, no, then she didn't. Then she did not donate them through us because we're not in Alabama. If your embryos are in Alabama, we're in Tennessee. Yeah, so we have nothing to do with your embryos. Mm-hmm. Nope. So, I mean, I can't answer your question, and I don't think anybody can. That's probably an unknown. You'd probably have to consult an attorney who would be more knowledgeable about that.
Okay,
yeah.
But are you – okay, while I have you here, I'm going to hang up. While I have you there, it's kind of extreme that they think embryos are children. Do you consider in Tennessee your center, do you consider them children? Frozen embryos?
I mean, it's not relevant for the purposes of what you're talking about, but
right.
I will say this.
Yeah.
That's not a laughable assertion. A lot of people do consider them children. We certainly consider them the tiniest human lives, yes.
But do they have
a heartbeat? Yeah, we absolutely do.
Okay, I understand, sir. And do they have a heartbeat, though? I'm thinking, I don't know if embryos have a heartbeat because they...
No,
heartbeat,
not at 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 days, uh-uh.
Right. So
no, definitely
not. Heartbeat. Okay, because I can see where this is going to lead to a lot of confusion, and I'm not mocking this or making fun of this. It's a serious thing.
Oh, I know you're not. Right.
Because and I'm very concerned because without a heartbeat, I'm pro-life.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking without a heartbeat, how could it be a human? I mean, I'm just trying to see how they can rationalize that.
Well, it's a big question, isn't it? It is a big question. You and I definitely won't figure it out here. No doubt about that.
Right.
But we are a life affirming Christian organization. We do believe that embryos are the tiniest human life. Now, what you're asking, is it a child? When does ensoulment happen? Boy, man, those are high theological questions that probably only God really knows the answers to.
That is true. But it's so hard. And you, I love your sister humor. But you do crack me up. But what happens? Like, we know how hard it is. What we try 2 or 3 times. Let's say the first time we try it didn't take. But if it didn't take, and there's children, can you be charged with murder?
No, for sure. I mean, no, definitely not. I mean, no, this thing that happened in Alabama, and if that's where your embryos are, then that's where, that's the relevant state. I understand your concern, but I think there are a lot of questions right now as opposed to answers in terms of the fallout from that. There's just a lot of uncertainty. Is my understanding of it, at least.
It's such a shame that you try to do a nice thing, where you're trying to have a child, and this is a great technology.
Yes.
God made this technology for us to have our child.
Yeah.
And then a politician will take it to another limit for their own politics, thinking. And it ruins it for all of us. Okay. I just wanted to get your take on
it. I wish I had better answers for. I mean, I understand your concern. I don't have a whole lot of answers, and I think
I
think it remains. I don't even know that an attorney would be able to tell you the answer. Because I bet if you called a family law attorney in Alabama, she or he would have the same. They're like, I don't know. We're trying to interpret it or get some guidance right now. Yeah,
exactly.
That's my guess.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
I wish I had better answers for you, man.
You were great. And I love your laugh. Let me hear it again. Come on. Tickle, tickle, tickle.
Happy to do
it.
There it
is.
Hey, I hope it works. Hope life going forward works out. And this
doesn't become
a big issue for you.
Yes,
you too.
Right.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. There you go.
Wow. That was cool.
Yeah. Got some
nice
information there. And we know that he's ticklish. I didn't mean to tickle the professor. Brian. But even him, and that was Tennessee, that's in the South. He says, I don't know. But he started to laugh. I don't know why he was laughing. I mean, I thought I was answering. Wasn't I saying good questions? I mean, I wasn't really trying to be, clowning. But he thought he's laughing because it's so ridiculous. You know what I mean? Even he's laughing because it's so ridiculous. Well,
that's what we do. Brian, it's the religious fanatics again.
And it's a politician bullshit.
They wanted control.
They sure did. So what do you think of the call? Now it's time to grade me. I mean, Melissa, Laverne, Vernie, only the morning crew could grade the call. So you're representing the morning crew right now. And A for great call and F for failure. So what grade do you give me, Pat?
Well, that was a good call.
Okay, give me a grade.
Great, none.
A, B, C?
What do you mean, like out of 100?
Do you guys have, like, no, do you guys have letter grades when you're in school in Canada? Like you have an A, you have B, C? Yeah.
Oh, that'd be a B plus.
Oh, that was a B plus or an A plus? I didn't hear it.
B plus.
B plus?
It takes a lot to get an A plus out of me, honey.
Oh, take aw, you are such a hard grader. You know that? That's why I'm going to drop out of school. Can't please you. Oh, thank you, Laverne. Laverne said she gave me a great call. It's a great call. Thank you, Laverne. And even Pat said it was a great call. Thank you, guys. Because sometimes you just have to go in and saying, can you explain this to me? You know? No, the Farze, the other guy, he's a shithead. Saying God was the one who, he said God was the one who led him to this decision. And it's not God. You're a politician. Shut up. Shut up. Here's a story.
Well,
and only in America can I call up and
tell the politicians from the religious people.
Exactly. And then it's like, make sure you say that his head is up his ass. Put him in caps, please. Only I can call our state Supreme Court justice. You're a fuckhead and a dickhead. Dickhead, yeah, make sure you spell dickhead. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm the public. I am such a nuisance. Here's the story. Here's the story. And we'll get on with our spiritual story. Here's the story. Uh-oh. Hold on.
Any other child. The ruling is legally protected like any other child. The ruling came down after the Supreme Court ruled that embryos created during in vitro fertilization are legally protected like any other child. The ruling came down after two couples sued when their frozen embryos, stored in liquid nitrogen, were accidentally destroyed. So what does this mean for the future of IVF? Here's what we know now.
We don't know what that means, this decision means, when it comes to the fate of those embryos. Do they have to be brought to life? Do they have to be raised as children? We just really don't know the answer to that question.
Could this ruling be applied to other states?
Although this ruling applies specifically to Alabama because it was the Alabama Supreme Court, there are other states that have similar laws on the books, and so perhaps legislators, judges, lawmakers in those states might see this approach taken in Alabama and try to replicate it.
How will this ruling affect doctors?
The concern...
There you go. Hold on one second.
...is that if embryos are legally people, if they are legally children, then a doctor could be perhaps prosecuted for homicide or manslaughter if they mishandle an embryo. Say they drop one, for God's sake.
Okay,
let's something horrible.
A doctor can be persecuted for homicide or manslaughter. Listen to this again.
People, if they are legally children, then a doctor could be perhaps prosecuted for homicide or manslaughter if they mishandle an embryo. Say they drop one, for God's sake, something horrible like that. Or what happens if multiple embryos are implanted in a person who's trying to get pregnant and not all those embryos develop? Could a doctor then be prosecuted for causing a miscarriage and taking the life of a child?
There you go. There you go. And those are my questions, too. And apparently they stopped doing this in Alabama, depending on the court ruling, because the doctors don't want to be accused of murder, manslaughter, and doing that.
My goodness. What if the fridge fails?
Exactly. Or he drops something, and that's like a homicide. That's murder.
Goes out.
Right. And what happens if you put all those embryos and they didn't take? What about that? Is that attempted murder? Did you put it inside a womb and the womb was not able to fertilize it? Lack of any medical term I'm thinking of. Is that attempted murder if they're children?
No, I don't think so.
But
That's a biological mistake.
Well, I don't know. I don't know because
they're getting crazy,
putting in,
Brian.
They are getting crazy. Well, here's Nikki Haley. Here's what she has to say about this. You won't believe that. They are getting crazy. That's where we are right now. That's where we are. And you just heard him that if a doctor drops, God forbid he drops something, that's murder. That's murder. If he mishandles something,
it's
it could
crazy.
Be manslaughter. Doctors are right
oh
now, they
God.
Shut that thing down in Alabama because they're so afraid where it could be. They're not doing it anymore until they hear the court ruling. This is where we are. And this guy did it, and like I said, the title of the show, oh, this is Nikki Haley, but the guy said it was God gave him the calling to do this. And here's Nikki Haley. She has to say on this. Nikki Haley said Tuesday that she agreed with the Alabama Supreme Court. She agreed with them. She agreed that frozen embryos created through vitro fertilization are children. She says, embryos to me are babies. That's what she said. When you talk about an embryo, you're talking to me about
that's
a
just
life.
That's a personal opinion.
And so
That's a personal opinion, right?
Well, she's a politician.
People have a right
that's
to their
Nikki.
Own beliefs.
No, but here's how dangerous it is. Nikki Haley is primarying Trump. For some reason, if Trump – now, if Nikki Haley gets to be a front runner, she'll take the election. Mm-hmm. Everybody will – they're not going to go for Biden. They'll go straight to Haley. You know, she'll go – she's a Republican, and she's running against Trump. And why it's so important, she could change the laws
so
here. She agrees.
Don't forget that.
Yes. No, well – There's a rumor, John. but you know what, John? I would not be surprised. But what I'm saying is, she says when you're talking about embryos, that's life. And 2% of births in a year involves IVF. I wonder, did Canada feel that way? I wonder where you guys, do you think embryos are little children?
No.
Do you think
no,
little, why don't we give them
a heart?
Yeah, that's what I said.
It has to have a brain and
give,
a heart brain.
That's what, and some children don't have brains, and mine wouldn't have one, so we'll go with the other one, at least a heart. But yeah, even he said, I even asked him about a heart. It doesn't have a heart. He goes, no. I said, then how could it be a human? He goes, why don't we just name the test tube Harry? That's because it's just so stupid. I can't wrap my head around it. When asked about the potential consequences of the decision by the parents, Haley called for a more nuanced approach and reference her experiencing using artificial insemination to have her son. However, she still expressed support for the courts. We have this is where we're going for today. You women, man, you women, and don't put. You know what? Don't think it won't spread across the continent. Next thing you know, Canada is running around naming their test tubes different names, like George
nope.
with a J. I don't know. It could happen.
No, we don't have a bunch of crazy Baptists hanging around.
Yeah.
One more French.
Well, that's true. But that's what's going on, everybody. That's what's going on in the U.S. of A. U.S. of
trying
A.
To get me going,
it's just ridiculous. Uh-oh, we have Melissa. Let's whisper to Melissa. Hello, Melissa. Melissa's here.
Hey.
Hello, Melissa.
Hello. Hello. Oh, that sounds cool.
Hello.
Hi. How are you today, Pat?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I heard you got your feet wet yesterday.
She got really upset. That Sarge
got
under her skin yesterday. Yeah.
Hold on. I'll be right back.
Okay. So Biden's now blaming Trump for this. So Biden blasts Alabama Supreme Court IVF ruling as Trump campaign. He blames Trump.
Yeah, I had to.
Welcome back, kiddo.
Thank you.
Well, what do you think is? I don't know if you heard the call, Melissa, and if you did, what do you
I
think
did.
Of the call?
I heard that.
Okay.
What were you calling him?
Well, I was calling. What was Tennessee? I thought it was Alabama. About do they really believe that they're children? And how can they be a human without a heart and like Pat was saying, the brain. And he didn't know. I asked him questions. I said, how? You know, he didn't know. And and basically he says, we're not Alabama.
Believe that life starts at the moment of conception. And then there's other, you know. I don't know. It's crazy.
It is crazy. I keep thinking that God, when you go back to Adam and Eve, if you want to believe that story, let's just pretend we all do. Did God marry them? I mean,
no.
Did God have these rules like we do that this is God's will? If it's, I'm thinking God did not ask us to implant, if you want to call it children, into another woman's womb, right? I mean, if you really want to go there, I don't think, I mean, this is kind of sound like Frankenstein, doesn't it? I mean, if you really want to go with the good Lord, I don't think he meant that you can put this in a test tube and implant it in somebody. This is not a natural birth thing for God. And so how can you say I got a calling from God that we're doing a vitro fertilization?
Yeah.
I would think that, I think most religions will be against that, you know?
I don't know.
You guys walk me through it. Does anybody know about vitro fertilization? How does it work? I know we get the woman's eggs, right? We get the woman's eggs, right? They suck some of the woman's eggs out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now they need to fertilize it with the man's semen. Am I correct?
Yeah.
I'm being honest. Okay.
Yeah.
So the man manually massages himself to full completion to magical fishies. I'm trying to do as much as I can.
Okay.
So now he's in. So now he's in a dish, right? And then do they eject his sperm? Mm-hmm. Do they eject the sperm into the egg?
Yeah.
That's what I'm asking. Now, if you read the good book, isn't masturbation a sin?
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. I'm being honest. Isn't masturbation a sin? In the Catholic religion.
What if she did it for him?
I'm saying if you're going to bring God into it, I'm thinking, having pleasure in yourself is a sin. The only reason why you have sex is to have children, not to enjoy it. Enjoying sex, in a church's view, is a sin. Back in the day, they call it the missionary position because that's where the Pope blessed it and the Catholics blessed it. That's the only position that they have really blessed, saying that that's how you can do it because you're going to make a life instead of, you're going around doing reverse cowgirls and doggy, you know, thou should not doggy. I mean, that's a sin because you're having sex for pleasure. So you're basically supposed to have sex to create life. So if you're going to say this is God's calling, you are manually masturbating yourself to be injected into a woman's egg. That's nothing natural about that. That has to be against church.
No.
Am I wrong?
I'm
just trying to figure it out. Yeah. Just trying to figure it out. Because I'm thinking this is silly. But Melissa's Catholic. We have a Catholic girl in here. And Melissa, I will ask that. Isn't back in the day masturbation a sin?
I was never taught that through the church. I never heard anything like that.
Okay. I thought I did hear that. Okay.
It would I think that's the even older generation maybe.
Could be.
Do you know what I mean?
Could be. But I was just trying to tie this. This guy is trying to tie this in God's, the title of it is God's will or God's divine wisdom, and now the IVFs or vitro fertilization is their children. I don't think God meant that when he created the earth that we could create children, from a test tube and being implanted in somebody else. I don't think they had that around with Jesus and Moses.
Well,
I'm just taking a guess
God
here.
God went back with Jesus and Moses. thought that they'd have the cures for cancer that they do now, right?
But that has nothing to do. That has nothing to do with creating life. A man and a woman.
Oh, wait a minute. Sustaining life. You could say that.
Well, I understand that, but I understand that we have diseases in us.
Medicine has evolved, right?
I understand it, but...
Yeah.
But I'm thinking the cancer...
It's a crackpot. The person that decided to say this is a crackpot.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he brought God into it, didn't you say?
Yeah, they brought God into it.
Right, come on.
Here's the title. The Alabama Chief Justice Who Invoked God in Deciding Embryo Case. That's what he did.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He invoked God in this. He says, human life cannot be wrongly destroyed without incurring the holy wrath of the holy God. That's what he said. It cannot be wrongly destroyed without incurring the wrath of the holy God.
I bet he's a really bad person.
Yeah. No, he's in the Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court. That's why I called him a dickhead.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote this
mm-hmm.
in a concurring opinion that invoked the book of Genesis and the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
He was a very good friend of mine. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yep.
But you couldn't understand his thing. He was a good friend of mine.
You couldn't understand him.
But he brought his wine. Mm-hmm. It was a great tasty wine.
Yep.
He had some mighty fine wine.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And after you drink his wine, it's like joy to the world, man. Joy to the world. Yeah. All the boys and girls, joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea. Joy to you and me. Yeah, I like Jeremiah.
He was a bullfrog.
He was a bullfrog, man. He was really good. If you licked his back, you can hallucinate. Come here, Jeremiah.
God.
Oh, man. But the court's Chief Justice, Tom Parker, he drew on more than the Constitution and legal precedent and explained his determination. Tom says, human life cannot be wrongly destroyed without incurring the wrath of the holy God. He wrote in the book of Jeremiah and quoted at length from the writings of the 16th and the 17th century. He's going back to the 16th and the 17th century.
Oh, come on.
Okay. With the theologians. Now, if you're going to quote something in the 16th and 17th century, they did not have beetle fertilization back then.
No.
So what are you doing? Were you going to bring back the laws of Sodom and Gomorrah? Sodom and Gomorrah, you can't make love with that goat. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And this is what he said. Even before birth, all human beings have the image of God. That's what he said. Even before birth. Before birth. So while that baby's in your womb, he has the image of God. So when you ladies are pregnant and you get that and you have to go in and what is that thing, Melissa and Pat, the cold thing they put on your stomach so you can see the baby, what is it called?
Ultrasound.
You know. Yeah. So when you see ultrasound, you're seeing God. Look at God. Look at God's little testicles. Hey, Lord. And you tap on the glass. Hello, Lord. Hello. That's what he said. That's what he said. Even before birth, all human beings have the image of God. I don't understand that. We have the image of God before birth. So what happens after birth? It's like, well, you don't look like God anymore.
Well, I wonder who made that rule up. It was bullshit.
That's what he said. He's going back to the 16th, 17th century theologians. That's what he's quoting. Just as the case where centers a wrongful death claim for frozen embryos, wrongful death claims for frozen embryos. Can you imagine that?
No.
They're saying that the embryos that were destroyed in a fertility clinic, they put them as wrongful deaths.
Oh.
That's what this guy thinks about. Yeah, that's what he said.
Really?
Yeah. He says wrongful deaths.
Sounds like a crock pot.
But yet he's a state senator.
You know
no, not state senator. The guy's on Alabama Supreme Court. He's on Alabama
Supreme
Court.
Yeah, they put him there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like different parts of the country. You know how it is. You know, that they think differently.
Well, someone elected Marjorie.
Oh,
what
my God.
Of the country,
oh.
You know?
Pat,
where is she from?
Did you hear what happened to Marjorie yesterday?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
So apparently, this goes back. I can pull up the article. I'm going to paraphrase it until I pull up the article. So we're talking about Marjorie. God, what is her last name? Come on, help me out. We all know who
Marjorie
is. Marjorie's
favorite, isn't it?
Brain?
Yeah. She's a crackpot. But anyway, she refused to wear a mask during that.
I think Sarge is in love with Fanny. Don't you? I think Sarge is in love with Fanny.
You're going to bring him in, aren't you? You're going to bring him in hot. I see you right now, Melissa. You have the flashlights. You're waving him in for him to laugh. I can see it right now.
Come on,
you're bringing him in hot. Come on in there, Sarge. I think
he wants to have sex with her. I do.
I think so, too. He was getting kind of friendly. Who was he getting friendly with? Was he getting friendly with Pat? There was somebody he was getting friendly with. I forget. I don't. It was somebody recently he was getting friendly with.
He's always a gentleman.
Is it Marjorie King? Who is her?
Yeah.
Come on, help me out. You're not going to believe what
happened.
I know
who you're talking about.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yes.
Huh?
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Well, you know what happened to her? Wait, I'll read it because you're not going to believe what happened to her. Well, she was told... Oh, there's another thing, she stupid thing that she says. Marjorie Taylor Greene wants women to stop tempting Christian men. That's the headline. Marjorie Taylor Greene wants the women to stop tempting stop tempting Christian men.
Tell her to stop dyeing her hair blonde.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, here's somebody talking about Marjorie. Hold on, because there's two things going on with her right now. Here we go.
Don't get Sarge heated up.
Oh, I can't get him. Hold on.
Called this exact same hearing. This is the same person that we know that just actually made some comments, who's been on social media, a member of this committee. Demanding that we hold this exact same hearing. This is the same person that we know that has, on countless posts, has spread misinformation, encouraged parents to refuse routine vaccinations for their children, which you just heard, by the way, and even compared our pandemic efforts responses to the Holocaust. I want to just actually read something which is in the public record. I'm not saying anything that's not in the public record. That a member of this committee actually said, the same person that is actually attacking vaccines, said that vaccinated employees get a vaccination logo just like the Nazis forced Jewish people to wear a gold star. I want to read that again. Vaccinated employees get a vaccination logo just like the Nazis forced Jewish people to wear a gold star. That is the level of insanity and attack.
That's Taylor Green.
Oh, you got to love her. You got to love her. So here's what she's saying. Maybe this is warranted a phone call. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene said Christian women should be dressing nice and feminine in efforts to avoid tempting Christian men. That's what she said. The Georgia Republican is a staunch supporter of President Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. He has
if
long faced backlash
from
Democrats.
If she wants to be like that, she should be joining a nunnery.
Mm-hmm. She was assailed by selling proud Christian nationalist T-shirts and saying during 2022 Turning Point USA event, Christians should live our lives and vote like we are nationalists, which is another word for a KKK.
Oh, that's Brian?
Yes, ma'am.
Putin's doing the same thing with the Russian Orthodox Church.
Oh, yeah.
They're using the church to get information on people.
Oh, sure. Sure. I haven't signed a church registry in years. I don't even remember what they even asked for. I guess when you come in, it just sign your name, just like how many people are there. They don't ask for your address or anything, right? It's just signing your name. Is that how the registry works? I don't know. I guess that's how they spam you and how they can get you to donate to the church, maybe. And so going back to Green, in social media post Thursday, Green criticized conservative Christian women she believes are selling themselves short and not being good role models by conforming to the world's sexualization of women, noting that her statement may be unpopular opinion. If you are a conservative Christian, you know you don't have to express yourself in sexual ways. Mm-hmm. And you know you are attracted by dressing nice and feminine. And you can be beautiful and modest at the same time. Why do I think you have that? That's what she said. But she has a low cut right now. She has a low cut jacket. They have her in low cut shirt. Forget it. She continued, men will respect you more and think of you much more highly than just a sexual object for gratification. Nope. Let me tell you something. If we're not thinking about you sexually, we're talking about our wives and a girlfriend. You know what your name is? Mom.
Sorry, that is true.
That's true. The only reason that you're not our best friend, you are our best friend, you are our companion, we are peers, I agree with that. But the option is that we can fuck you. Now, we take that away. You know what you're called? Mom. Being honest. Just being honest. We may not have sex with you for a while. We may not have sex with you for a long time. But guess what? We still think that one day we could. The option is there. The option is there. So when
Brian,
you say men will respect, yes,
Brian,
ma'am. Yes,
she's
ma'am.
Just sour because she's got piggy eyes and she's ugly.
Well, she is.
She does
look like a man woman. Yeah. She's kind of not the most attractive woman
in the
world.
Have you looked at those eyes, really?
Yeah, I don't think she's from this planet. She might be. I mean, if you look at her, look at that neck. That doesn't look normal. Those eyes don't look normal either. And those UFO lips, those pouty UFO lips, you know that she has sexually abused people on that spaceship with those lips. Green.
I can't look at her. Oh, especially when she's saying stuff. She just gets piggy eyes.
she does say outlandish stuff. Green concluded the post by calling on Christian women to be example to girls and young women by displaying action that our faith believes and not conform to the patterns of this fallen world. Be the light. Don't fall into the darkness, she wrote.
She's in Trump's pocket. She's in Putin's pocket.
Oh, she is. Remember how she got here? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think she even has a brain because half the shit she says doesn't even make sense.
No, it really don't. I don't. Let me see if she has an office. Give her a call. I know she's at the White House. Let me see. She has to have an office. Is she, Melissa cracks me up. I heard what you did. I heard what you did, Melissa. That cracked me up. She's in Congress. She's in Congress. Does she have a phone number? Hey, she has three children. She's a Republican. She was born in 1995. I don't think she... She was educated in the University of Georgia, and she resides in Rome, Georgia. When in Rome?
Did you say she was born in 95?
Yeah, it looks like she was born in 1995.
God, she looks bad. Says,
well, how old would she be in 1995?
No, no, no.
How old would she be?
No. You're saying Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Yeah.
She was born in 1974.
It says 95 here. M95 Division 2022.
She's 49.
Oh, that's her spouse. That was her spouse, Barry Greene. He's 1995. So he was a young guy.
Oh, she was tempting a young man, was she? Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
Barry Greene.
She wants other people to be respectful.
Right.
Oh,
and
goodness.
She was divorced. She was just divorced. She got divorced in 2022. So
that's
1995. And she got divorced in 2022. So she's still bitter getting over
that's
a divorce.
That's why she's so grumpy.
Yeah. That could be it. That could be it. She endorses Ted Cruz, Jim Jordan, Donald Trump, and Andy Brigg. Wow.
Wow.
Well, you remember how she got here? Remember what was the shooting? She got here and she denied that the shooting took place. Remember? She was one of the deniers who said that the kids were actors. Do you remember? You remember that?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah. And that kid, she called out that kid and said he was a liar and an actor. And then after that, she ran for office. Well, here's the other thing that I was talking about. Headline, total disregard. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she has to pay $100,000 in fines for not wearing a mask in Congress.
Good for her.
She had to pay $100,000.
I hope it was worth it.
I know, right? And the fines kept creating interest, and she has to pay that. By then, Speaker Nancy Pelosi imposed for Greene alone. These fines amount to more than $100,000. Nancy got her. Congresswoman Greene and some of the MAGA colleagues flouted the rules about the mask. And Pelosi said, we're just going to add that up. According to the rules Pelosi put in place, good old Pelosi, members were required to wear a face mask in accordance with guidelines for Senator DeCrow. The fine for noncompliance was just $500, but each subsequent violation came in $2,000 penalty. This means Green violated the mask for roughly 50 times.
She didn't put one on?
Right. She's fined $100,000 and she has to pay that amount.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
She's stupid, man.
She wants to make a statement. Well, her husband divorced her. I'd like to talk to her husband. Here's another Republican saying Marjorie Taylor Greene gets called out for hypocrisy. Here it is.
Patrol apprehensions between let's talk about Border Patrol apprehensions between.
Can you imagine that voice whispering to your ear where her legs are in the air?
Oh, dog.
Be quiet, honey. I'm trying to have an orgasm. It's like a crow. Here we go.
Talk about Border Patrol apprehensions between ports of entry at the southwest border of terrorists.
It is pretty rich hearing the gentleman from Georgia express her concern about terrorism when she literally was selling defund the FBI t-shirts and hats on her website for $30 a piece, $30 for the shirts and another $30 for the hats. You don't get both for just the $30. But the leading law enforcement agency tasked with combating terrorism in this country and keeping people safe, and she wants to defund it. So I'm not going to take any lectures from her on securing this homeland from terror.
There you go. Calling her a hypocrite. There we go. The show's going to be short, so I'm going to hop on to what you really came in for, spiritual awakening.
Do you want thing? Can you delve into this a little bit before the end?
What's that, kiddo?
Wendy Williams. What is going on with Wendy Williams?
Oh, yeah. I heard that story. Do you want to break it? Do you want to say what it is? I just heard
because
that's so
got
sad.
She's some kind of dementia, right?
Well, she has the same thing. She's diagnosed with it. Yes.
Yeah, temporal lobe.
She
you
has
exist?
The same thing that Bruce Willis has. The same
thing. Aphasia. Aphasia.
Hmm? Yeah.
But aphasia.
Yeah.
Is the
same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Thing.
She's diagnosed
Wendy
with
Williams.
Dementia. Yeah.
That's
she's
what
diagnosed with dementia.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah. The frontal temporal. Dementia,
yeah.
Aphasia, and that's what Bruce Willis have. And if I compare, well, here it is. Here's the article. Oh, that's so sad. That's so sad. I don't know if
the
I want to go out with that.
Her bugged
it's,
out of her head. She looks terrible.
I know they are. Oh
mm-hmm.
my God, she had the bug eyes. It's like,
yeah. Damn.
It's like close them. I know. It's mm-hmm. like high beams at the nighttime when you turn off the lights. You just. Oh. Yeah.
It's bad. Bugged right out. They look like lemons in our eyes, you know?
They do.
Yeah.
Here
who
it is, shortly
about?
After Wendy Williams. Remember Wendy Williams, the black woman who did a talk show host? The one that goes, How you doing? Wendy Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, after... Yeah, it says the talk show has been diagnosed with dementia and aphasia. I have that.
Aphasia. You don't have aphasia.
I have aphasia. Listen, you mock my diseases. I forgot who you are. They don't know the running joke, Melissa. The running joke, if Brian reads something that has anything to do with health, I have it. I got it.
Got it.
Oh, the guy has a peg leg. My leg's been awful stiff lately.
I have a leg.
It says, the original story continues below. Ahead of her new Lifetime documentary, Where is Wendy Williams? The ex-talk show host family has opened up about Williams' current legal situation. Wells Fargo petitioned to have Williams placed under guardianship. Wells Fargo, can they do that? Fargo petitioned to have, really? She must not have any family or anything. If the bank is, how can a bank position you to have guardianship? Oh, I see what they're doing. They're protecting her. They're petitioning to have Wendy's placed under guardianship after freezing her accounts. There must be some sons of bitches in there been taking advantage of her.
Yeah.
And the banks, bravo, Bank of Wells Fargo, bravo. So they could freeze her accounts. Claiming that she was of unsound mind. Now her sister, Wanda Finney, and her niece, Alex Finney, tell people they aren't able to contact Williams and have been kept in the dark about her legal status. These are probably the bastards trying to take her money. All I know is that Wendy and her team walked in the courtroom one day, and they walked out, and the family is completely excluded. Wanda told the outlet the Paul Culture IR has been in a facility to treat cognitive issues for 10 months. I have that. I have cognitive issues. I have cognitive issues. I am not cognitive. Mike, I am not.
Right? From what, Brian?
I don't know, but it sounds like something I have. It really does. I'm a hyperchondriac, and I think I got some cognitives going on.
Do you remember when you thought you had a goiter?
I did have a goiter. I was like a bullfrog. I was like Jeremiah.
A fucking goiter.
I had a goiter. Huge ass goiter. Like, people thought it had a double chin, but it was a goiter. Leave me alone, you bully.
No one's had a goiter for 100 years, honey.
I had a goiter.
No.
I have one. Ever since they did that thing with my...
No iodine.
I don't know.
That
you should have seen it.
Brian?
You should have seen it. Yes.
Only way you get a goiter is with no iodine in the salt.
Yeah. We explained that to him, Pat.
I felt the goiter.
He didn't want to listen.
He thought I had
it. He didn't want to listen.
Yeah.
He wanted his
goiter. Don't look at me. Turn away. Turn away, I tell you.
Yes, you did.
Oh, you know, it's really disturbing when a five-year-old is so cute. When a five-year-old says, "Remember when I was a baby?" It's like so many years ago.
I know.
He's five. Remember
he says
when I
was
that
a all the time.
I know. Remember those years?
Yes. Oh my God, you guys.
Here's the story.
Wendy Williams has been diagnosed with dementia and aphasia, this according to her representative. All right, some breaking news to tell you about right now. Talk show host Wendy Williams has been diagnosed with dementia and aphasia, this according to her representatives. Both are progressive conditions that can affect a person's cognitive abilities. Fans have been wondering how she's doing after her talk show came to an end in 2022 after a health-related absence. A spokesperson says Williams' trademark sense of humor is intact, adding that she appreciates the kind wishes being sent her way. Or wishing.
Wow. She was not there. Health issues including, she also have Graves' disease and lymphedema. I have that.
Oh, my.
I have that. I know. I have that. Sounds my awful. Lymphedema. I live with it. I live with it. I got some lymphedema going on. That's what I do. Don't hate me. She has You know, Pat's going to be great at my funeral. Who invited the lady who's laughing? Well, remember when Brian said, this is funny stuff.
I'll show up with a sky and a black hood.
There you go. And then I'll have an open casket. You'll just slip a joint in my mouth. It'll be funny. Even when you're dead, Brian, it's going to be funny. Close the mouth. Here it is. William is listed as an executive producer of the documentary. However, she has supposedly been responding to treatment in the facility and sounds better than she has in years, according to her niece, Alex. Yet she does not have the power to leave the facility on her own accord. Her court-appointed guardian controls if and when Williams can check out. How did she go from this aunt or sister that we love and is healthy one minute to the person who's in and out of the hospital? Well, how is that system better than the other system the family could put out? Blah, 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 blah. Okay, the problem of it is like Bruce Willis. If you guys know Bruce Willis, she has the same thing as Bruce Willis. Basically, her mind is dissolving, and they don't recognize the people around anymore, and it's full-blown dementia, but it gets worse than that.
Well, at least he has his family.
Yeah, but you know, it must be sad that you watch your old movies and you don't even recognize who you are, or even if you do recognize who you are, you kind of want to cry because you're not that person anymore. But his family, and when his last movie with Bruce was doing, they had an earpiece, and they were trying to read his lines, and he couldn't read his lines. He couldn't remember his lines, and he had to walk him through the whole thing. But he still had some reason of where he was. Wendy has no going on. How could this happen? My God, their eyes are so big and everything. Can you imagine you get my picture? I'm going to put my picture up there, and my eyes are going to be really big as a bug-eyed. Melissa will last going,
it
Brian.
Brian?
Yeah.
It could have been aneurysm or it could be water on the brain.
I don't know, kiddo.
That
I
just
don't
happened
know.
To my ex-sister-in-law. She got fluid in
really?
The brain.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, your pressure on stuff. That could make
wow.
the eyes buzz out.
Yeah, there's another thing. Yeah, you're right. That, and there's also a condition that gives you buggy eyes. I forgot what it was.
Diabetes can do it, but glaucoma? Is it glaucoma?
Graves disease. It's a, yeah.
Yeah, that would do it. That would do it, too. I got another story, which is a woman's worst nightmare. At one time or another, I'm assuming that you had a heavy period at one time, you're bleeding maybe, that you thought maybe you're bleeding a little bit too much.
Yeah.
I'm just assuming. And this is a real story. It's a woman's nightmare. Well, here's a woman, and this is a true story. Well, she went to her gynecologist. It was like she was explaining that she had unexplained bleeding. Like, look, Doc. Doc go, ew. Before he became a doctor. So she was bleeding, and she couldn't explain why she was bleeding. Well, the doctor dismissed her. It was her gynecologist. He says, don't worry about it. You know, it's natural, blah, blah, blah. She went to another doctor, and she went to another doctor, and she was diagnosed with cervical cancer.
Yep.
Her name is Abby. Let's just call it Abby. She had abnormal bleeding and irregular periods.
And he didn't take a pap test.
No, I don't know. Apparently,
because
he dismissed it. She
a pap test is precisely for that.
Right. I don't know if he did. She said she ignored what turned out to be a symptom of stage 3 cervical cancer. And here's what you're saying, Pat. You're absolutely right. 2 pap smears failed to identify her year-long HPV infection.
HPV?
HPV, if you're over 50 years old, you should have an HPV test. And I forgot
it's
what
called
HPV
human papilloma virus.
That's my girl, Melissa. That's my girl. She comes through.
Well, leap and lizard. I had no idea.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I just got the shot. Help me, Melissa. I just got the shot. I didn't get the HPV shot because they're saying that it's still in your system. Help me out. It's still in your system and it can come out.
You get it from a partner, actually. It's transferable thing.
Right.
It's pretty scary. I've known a lot of women that have had it, and sometimes they end up getting hysterectomies or their cervix removed.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
There is a vaccine for it.
Yeah,
for
they were giving it to young girls. They were giving it to, which I was. Was it called Gardasil?
I'm going to it right now, kiddo.
I don't know.
I didn't get to that point. You're probably right because you're right on the thing. but HPV infection is syndrome and causes. Infection occurs when the virus enters your body, usually through a cut, abrasion, or small tears in your skin. The virus is transferred primarily skin-to-skin contact. Genital HPV infections are contacted through sexual intercourse and sex, or anal sex, and other skin-to-skin contact in the genital region. Some HPV infections, I go anal sex, Pat goes,
No, not like I like it. I don't like it.
I know. You didn't have to go on it. It's like, it's like there are more than 100 varieties of human papillomavirus viruses. Some type of human HPV infection causes warts. Some cause different types of cancer. Most HPV infections don't lead to cancer, but sometimes the genital HPV can cause cancer of the lower part of the uterus that connects to the vagina. Vagina.
Yeah.
Or the cervix.
Okay, bro.
Other type of cancers include cancers of the anus, the penis, the vagina. I didn't know you can have cancer of the penis. That could be embarrassing. Doc, what's going on? You got stage 4 cancer on your penis. What? Yeah.
We got to cover it off, man.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that treatment right there on your penis? I suggest radiation. Are you kidding me? Well, we can go surgery. What? Can you imagine that? Wow. It can go in your vulva and back of your throat. Has been linked to HPV infection. These infections are often transmitted sexually or through other skin-to-skin contact. Vaccine can help protect against the strains of HPV, most likely to cause genital warts or cervical cancer. Do you guys want to know the symptoms of it?
Yeah.
In most cases, your body's immune system defeats an HPV infection before it creates warts. When warts do appear, they vary in appearance depending on which kind of HPV is involved. Number one, genitalia warts. These appear as flat lesions, small cauliflower-like bumps, or tiny stem-like protrusions in women. Genital warts appear mostly on the vulva. What is the vulva? I have a Datsun, but I don't have a vulva. I never drove a vulva.
You just want to know. I'm not talking about it.
but it's a vulva. It's a vulva. The vagina. Where is the vulva? What? Where is it at? I gotta know.
Ask Melissa.
Melissa, do you drive a vulva? Or do you drive a Mercedes? Melissa, what's a vulva? Okay, now I have to look it up. I can't believe I'm this old and I don't know what a vulva is. I've been around the vagina very much that I could be a gynecologist, but I don't know what a vulva is. A vulva is, there's pictures. Wow. Whoa. They remind me of jellyfish. Wow. Evolva. And mammals, Evolva. Yeah, and thank you. The human vulva includes the mom pupis. P-U-B-I-S, pupis, or pupis. I was waiting for Melissa to go, that's pubis, you idiot. Thank you, Melissa.
I guess she's gone.
the labia minora, the clitoris, there's a lot of stuff going on there. The hymen. Wow. There's a lot of stuff connected to that. And just to think that I ate that.
Oh, my God.
You.
Turn the page, Brian. Turn the page.
I know. Get out of there. Abort.
I know. Oh, my God.
I'm looking at the vulva, and it made me hungry. It's lunch.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God. Good thing Oliver doesn't know what the heck you're talking about.
I know. Now let's get to what you guys came for. Okay, Marjorie Greene is going to be. We already did that story. Biden, we did that story. We went from Marjorie to Taylor Greene to the vulva. I don't know how we got there, but we went there. Whitney Williams.
Yeah, Wendy Williams.
Yeah. Wow. Look at those eyes on her. It's like, can you imagine kissing her and her eyes are staring at you? That would scare the hell out of me. Close your eyes, lady.
What happened to her body? It's all loose skin.
Yeah. Her breast is still there. She had the biggest breast, man. She did have some good breasts. Okay. Here. Yeah. I'm not a big breast guy. I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not.
That's good. Okay.
Move on, Brian. Nothing to see
Move
here.
On.
Can you imagine if I was one of those guys, those crime guys who drew the shock of dead bodies, how he'd draw their private areas? Well, uh-huh. What's this chalk drawing on the sidewalk? Well, oh, that must be Brian's art again. Okay. I'll do the chalk outline of a body. Big tits and a nipple. I think it's a female.
Okay. Yeah. That's how I how you deal with it. Okay.
That's how I deal with it.
She's trying not to encourage you, you know.
I know. I'm the only charred investigator as a porn guy. Bow wow wow. Yeah, look at that.
That is not the right size.
The perpetrator has a big penis, right, Brian? Yeah, that's what I imagine. Don't worry, these jokes will soon fall away.
Yeah,
trust
did.
Me. Live them while you have them. Okay, here we go. Here we go. We're going to take a little break. And this, oh, what time is it? I got to leave. Oh, shit. I got to leave pretty soon. Pat, we're going to go when Pat after Pat plays her song. We're going to be on for another 15 minutes. And and we're going to talk about spiritual stuff. We got our spiritual people in the studio today. We got the Miss Pat in the studio. We got the Miss Melissa in the studio. We got Oliver, who is our little wizard. And that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. It is time to play Pat, Name This Song. Right, Melissa?
Yep.
What is it?
That's it.
Ready? There you go. Are you ready, Pat? Melissa got her opening. She has her own. Go ahead. I'm going to use that, Melissa. Go ahead. Ready, Melissa.
Oh, it is fun. Now, Pat, it is a great. I love it when you do it. I do.
That's because I fail so well.
No. No.
All right.
No,
Pat,
all.
You're going to get this one. This is so easy. This is going to be so easy. And Melissa's going to go crazy if you don't
she
get
can
it.
Do
it's
it.
Really easy. You can do it. Uh-oh. Let me see. Here we go. You ready?
Oh, watch out for the battery.
I'm going to have to get to the middle of the song because if I say the beginning, you'll know what it
when
is. Are you ready? Here we go. It's time to play.
Here we go.
Pat. Name that song. Here we go. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Oh, I almost blew it. Okay, here we go. Okay. You ready, Pat?
Yeah.
I begin. I can't begin to know it. But then I know it's growing strong.
Oh, my God.
Was it? In the spring, and the spring became the summer. Do I believe you come along? Ready?
Oh,
Pat?
Geez, Brian. Brian,
oh,
you
hang in there. You're going to get it. You're going to get it. Hang in there. Hands.
Listen to this, Pat. It's so
hands,
shitty. You'll get it. Ugh.
Reaching out. Touching me.
Touching me, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and it was about a young girl, and I forget who the thing is.
My God, you're so angry. Touching me, touching you, blah, 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 blah. Oh, my God, I'm so angry.
We hate him. We do. We hate him.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
Get the other doll.
Okay.
Touching me.
I won't say the word because you'll get it.
Yes.
Good times.
Wasn't it rumored
so
that it was about? Oh, I can't say the name. Go ahead. Go sorry, ahead, I
Kennedy.
Gave it away.
Blank Kennedy.
Yeah.
Come on, Pat. Name the song so we can get me out of my misery.
I can't remember. I can't remember
right,
the name.
Okay. Look at the night. And it don't seem so lonely. We filled it up with only two. And when I hurt, the hurting runs off my shoulders. How can
Where's
I hurt when holding you.
Okay.
One.
Brain, I don't know the name.
Touching one. You can get it. Here we go.
We already said it. He
said it. Reaching out. Oh. Touching me. Touching you.
He did say it.
Good times never seem so. Okay, I'll give you a hint. You got one hint.
You're not being fair. I've got a brain injury.
Don't even use that again.
Yeah.
No, brain injury.
Cindy just walked by. Cindy just walked by. Yeah. And she just said it. Okay. She just walked by. Pat, you know the song.
You can do it, Pat. We're with you.
I've got blank ear. I really can't do it this time.
It's his singing is making it even worse.
I know the song, and for the life of me, I can't hear it properly in my brain. So,
okay. Well, I gave a hint, and it had to do with the Kennedys. Okay.
It's a girl's name, Caroline.
Caroline. You did it. You did it.
Who?
And he takes like gold.
John Sidney Diamond.
Yes, he's an idiot. Pervert.
Yeah.
Very good. What's the name of the song?
She did
Caroline.
It.
Nope, the song is not Caroline.
Hey!
What's the name of the song?
Just give it to her.
My God, you're
Caroline.
Angry. No, she has to guess the song.
Here.
It's not Caroline.
I'm getting frustrated, Brian.
No, it's not getting frustrated either. Here we go. Where it begin, I can't begin to knowing. But then I know it's growing strong. Cindy just walked by. Are you shaking her head? Yeah. She's getting frustrated. She goes, Pat hasn't guessed it yet. Come on. Hands.
Okay.
Touching hands. Reaching out. Touching
you. You're not
going to
quit, are you?
No, he's not.
Touching me.
Nope.
He's determined to sing.
Yep. Brian. Oh, my God. Here it goes.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer.
Oh,
believe you'd come along. Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching.
Thank you.
This show is brought to you by Pat Oberline's Bakery, the home of Devil Food Cake. Bring it home, Pat.
Very good, Pat. I'm going to give
you... You really turned up the volume.
I turned it up, Pat. That's what I do. Bah, bah, bah. I only got 10 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get into what you came for. Here we go. For 10 minutes, we're going to go really fast. Some of you believe in evil spirits. Some of you believe in good spirits. Some of you believe in UFOs. Some of you believe in no UFOs. Well, I'm here to tell you that... You know, things are happening. They have a convention here in L.A. We didn't finish it. And people show up every year. And these people are believing face healers, healing people. Healers are showing up. Celestial music is played. And there's a lot of people attend these places. This woman claims, like I said, she believes she's an ancient alien race sent to Earth to share her civilization wisdom. She actually believes that. Her name is Shema Moore. She's a co-founder of Conscious Life Expo. She's a healer. She says, I know I look like a human, but that's the idea. She's a member of the audience at Shavit said, as a member of the audience, chuckle, that was the best way to have a conduit. Even an open-minded resident of this most open-minded of cities might balk at these far-out proclamations, but fringe beliefs are business as usual in L.A., only in L.A. For 22 years, these people were gathering, and they met at this house, astrologers, channelers, aura readers, quantum life coaches, psychics, hypnotists, and growing number of star seeds. And by the way, I talked to a good friend of mine yesterday, and she explained to me what a star seed was, and very interesting. People like her, they believe that there are galactic volunteers who have taken on human form to help the children of, help me out, G-A-I-A. Gaia? Help me out.
Gaia?
Okay. Now, what are the children of Gaia? What are the children of Gaia? Who are
the
they?
Children of Earth.
What is Gaia?
It would be a nature
Zeus? Beast. Zeus? Oh, okay.
No.
Okay. Huh?
Gaia means Earth.
Earth. Okay. Children of Earth. It's a lot of UFO stuff and a lot of healing. The expo was 2003, and it's been running since. I think it's offering a space age transition of cosmic wisdom. They're selling stuff like cosmic contact, cosmic life medallions, patches. But in recent years, the expo has encountered new challenges. The occasional conspiracy theorist speaker with negative coverage of the convention. He values free speech, but draws on the line about promoting QAnon, like rhetoric. Way more heavily on his mind is the future of the Life Expo itself, blah, blah, blah. It says now some have grown too infirm to make the annual trip, while others have died. Now he and his partners are grappling with how to update the conference to ensure that it attracts new and younger audience, including bringing in speakers likely to be accused of cultural appropriation, hundreds of thousands of followers of TikTok, blah, 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 blah. It's a room rooted in California, blah, 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 blah. When it ended abruptly 2009, the attacks scared people away from gathering in large group. He created the Conscious Life. This guy named Quicksilver, he ran a chain of cosmic gift shop called the Star Magic in the 1990s and was a regular at the Life Expo. They're selling stuff like triangles you put on your head. A woman soaks her feet while doing a, I don't know what this word is, G-E-N-C-E-L, Gensel, iron cell cleanse. There's a cleanse. It looks nasty. Here's a guy who has a big, giant tuning fork on a person's head for sound therapy. The fork sells for $1,100 to $2,000. It says the organizers say the expo was always designed. It says it's getting too negative or too right-wing right now. Told get your gun kind of shit. That doesn't work at all. Conspiracy was always sidelined the convention way, blah, 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 blah. Here's a woman. She tries out a portable infrared sauna advertised as a balm for aches and pains. The VA has Tai Chi and yoga. Aromatherapy is now part of the standard model of care, and they got it from the Conscious Life Expo. With trim white hair and a white mustache, Brinkley looks like and sounds like a southern gentleman. She alternately describes herself as a YouTuber. So basically, they infiltrated this this nice little healing thing and monetized it. She claimed to have been a clairvoyant, as we call it here in the studio, a clamvoyant as a child, that she was introduced to past life regressions in her teens, and that she was abducted by aliens on a meditation retreat in her early 20s. People participate in a Tulsa. Yeah. They didn't mention any smoking weed or anything. Normally you have some kind of altering drug when you get into here, and I'm not saying weed is an altered drug, but usually there's some incense going. Feeling isolated, she began publicly sharing her experience on social media and at a conference to lift the fear around aliens and connect with other abductees. She's going to connect with other abductees, okay. Now she sees it as part of her mission to help follow star seeds to wake up and find their mission. We're all here to make the planet better, she said. Who is this woman? Because I'd like to contact her. Who is this woman? There's a thing called, have you ever heard of this? Mantis crystal skulls. There's a thing like that. I'm going to find this woman. Mel Merkin started out with the Los Angeles Times and as a summer intern. Who is this woman who's running around trying to connect the abductees? Astrologer who has helped run the expo since the beginning. She's an astrologer, and that's it. That's what they. That's what it is. She claimed, like Brinkley, April Brinkley. April's personality story made skeptical smile. Despite her name is April, like Brinkley, April's story. I don't have her last name. It's just Elizabeth April. You can Google Elizabeth April. Elizabeth April, she's 31. She is one of the convention's new young stars. She alternately describes herself as a YouTuber, so she must be on YouTube, and a life coach, author of Chandler or Past Life Regression Specialist, depending on who you ask. Her first book, You're Not Dying, You're Just Waking Up, was published in March 2021. But the legion of fans who stood in line for her workshop at the convention know her from the videos she posts regularly on Instagram. So if you have Instagram or you have YouTube, Elizabeth April is who you want to look at. That's the one that you can get to. Find more about. She's the one who's finding abductees and putting them on the right thing. And guess what? She's for Trump. Elizabeth April's for Trump. How you like that? She's a Trumper.
No way. I would have never guessed.
I would have never guessed it either unless I'm on the wrong one. But here's one right now. Elizabeth April. She has a website, number one Amazon bestseller. She's on YouTube right now. She has little videos. The Illuminati Super Bowl, the coaching call. Quantum Manifestation, Gallic Federation. Here's a little bit of her thing.
Oh, she's trying to get
thing.
Everything, is she?
She sure is.
She's a past
I thought I could play a little bit.
Nothing.
Everything's for sale here with her. So you can go on LoopTube. I'm sorry, that's Pornhub. LoopTube. All right, let me get the lube. You go on. Lube 2, that ought to be another one. Her name is Awaken with Elizabeth Unlocked the Secrets of the Universe, but she's not giving me a video. There's supposed to be a video here. When I hit the episode, they're charging me for it. It's 60 minutes, and you add it to your cart, so she's charging it. She's charging people for it. I can't get her. Let me see if I can get another thing. Just something. Let's get real. Okay, she must be right here. Here's her voice. Here's her voice.
This is a really hard video for me to do. Right before I hit go live, I was like, I don't want to do it. It's the weirdest feeling ever because I'm usually really pumped about doing live videos. And as the number count of who was waiting and who was watching grew, I got even more nervous. So here we are. I'm doing it. I'm doing the damn thing. Today, this video is about me. And if you want to get off now, cool. That's great. It's not about universal truth, even though there will be some pockets in there. It's not about conspiracies. It's not about aliens. It's about me. It's about Elizabeth. It's not about a school person. I still have a problem with English a lot of the time, especially spelling and grammar. And I am known for butchering names, so that's definitely one of my stuff. Really gross, like little tiny red dots. Didn't know what it was. I have Raynaud's as well, which means I lose a lot of circulation in my hands and my feet. And then all of a sudden, I started getting inflammation, like crazy ego death. You know, even 2020 was nothing compared to 2024. And I can't even, like, put a finger on what exactly. My greatest insecurities are my skin, would probably be my number one. I have always had Leo rising and a Scorpio moon. I don't know much about what those mean, but I definitely feel like a lot of that Leo energy. It's kind of like the fire in me. My favorite food is all of it, so I really do.
That's her. And yet she has 217,000 subscribers. She sounds like a dipshit to me. Sorry, guys.
She didn't know what
really
she was
does.
Talking about.
Exactly. I expected
really
more
didn't
of a healer.
Know what she was saying.
Yeah, I know.
Sweetheart, if you're doing all that stuff and you've got all those things, how come she didn't investigate?
I don't know, but I got 5 minutes. I mean, she talked about astral projection and alien abduction. Do you guys want to hear just 5 minutes of it? Here's her view.
No. No. Yes, I do. I want to hear. I want to
hear.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. She talked about alien abduction. Pat, no. Okay. Let's see what we got.
Do you want to go on an adventure of a lifetime? Come on down to planet Earth. It's going to be really fun. And it was really tough to find volunteers from the Galactic Federation, as you could imagine. Why would we leave all of this and go down there? When I reference starseeds, it means that your soul is not originally from the lower dimensions. It's not originally from planet Earth. It's actually from much higher dimensions, and you came to incarnate and volunteer to be here as a human. The problem that happens...
What percentage of people are volunteers then?
It's hard to say. I would say between 10 to 20%.
Welcome to the Pretty Intense Podcast.
Now, she's with Deanna Patrick. If you know who Deanna Patrick is, she's the race car driver, the female race car driver. So apparently she believes, too. And here we go, just a little bit.
Danica, and I will be your guide through today's fascinating conversation. Get ready to have your mind absolutely blown. Mine was, and I've looked into this stuff a lot. Today on the show is Elizabeth April. She is a past life regressionist. She's an author. She's a truth seeker. And she channels. And one of the big things that she channels is the Galactic Federation and entities
in the universe. And so she channels and understands what's going on, information about our planet, interaction with entities. It really goes way back to her dad doing a past life regression reading for her when she was young. That led into her doing that. That then led into her being abducted by aliens. And it went from there. And that was about 10 years ago, I think. So she's had a decade of astral projecting into different places in the universe and connecting with different entities. And she's channeled everything from obviously her past lives to other people's past lives, where we came from, into Egypt and Lemuria and Atlantis and all kinds of ancient civilizations. We talked about extraterrestrials. We talked about the different kinds. We talked about the role of our role on Earth. We talked about the role of
billions, if not billions, and trillions. Why there's a lot of extraterrestrial presence around this and around planet Earth. There's a reason. The reason for entities, even extraterrestrial beings who are not of a higher vibration. When you're in a low vibration or you're separated from that source energy, then you're very greedy, you're very kind of individualistic, and you're just looking for power and control, and you're hungry for that. And so that's what these entities gravitate towards. They gravitate towards the light. They gravitate towards the high vibration so that they can essentially feed off of it. As gross and creepy as that sounds, it actually does happen. And there have been many different historical records of whether it be monsters or entities or, you know, nightmarish kind of, you know, records of these things purported in many different kind of timelines in human history, along with a religion, of course.
I'm going to give you that tease because I have to go. Tomorrow we explore this together. She has been abducted. She'll talk about that.
I would
say,
like,
I'm looking at her, I would say 23, 24.
Yeah.
No more
yeah,
than 26 years old.
What the fuck she's talking about?
Well, she says alien abduction refers to a phenomenon of people reporting what they believe to be the real experience of being kidnapped by extraterrestrials, being and subject to physical and psychological experimentation. People claiming to have been abducted are usually called abductees. She's going to get into that. I wish I can really go into that, but we're going to go into this tomorrow. I know some of you guys are going to get ahead of me. And even if you listen to it, we will review this. She sounds interesting, but then again, Pat, can't a girl who's 19 be abducted by an alien? Maybe.
I guess so. No, but she was talking about other stuff. She doesn't
yeah,
know
she
what
was
she's talking about.
And this one, she's going to talk about hybrid species. She's going to talk about reincarnation and alien abduction.
Oh, my.
So that's what she's... We're going to get to that tomorrow. I gave you a little tease. And we have our expert here, Pat. And hopefully, if Pat wants to look at this before, her name is Elizabeth April. And you can go on YouTube and you can listen to it. And the one that we want is Elizabeth April, Astral Projection, Alien Abduction, and Hybrid Species and Reincarnation, episode 153. That's the tease I gave you. And then if you listen to it, and then tomorrow we'll go over it together and tell me what you think. Pat, I want to thank you for coming in. Thank you, and thank you, John. Thank you, Mr. Fred, for coming in the studio. And thank you, Melissa, for coming in. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I'm going to send
bye-bye,
kiddo. See you tomorrow. And a good day to my homie, Oliver. Thank you, Oliver, for coming in. And bye. And bye, Melissa. Bye, Laverne,
bye, Melissa.
Wherever you are. And bye, Pat, and bye, John. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye, kiddos.
Bye.